All right, so we're just reviewing quickly. So there are three things that are not bottle, midrabana. The Ram says midrabana, and the bittle is meotza miuto, and also because it doesn't have chashivas. So it has to be that its size removes chashivas, but there are certain things that are chashiv no matter what their relative size. So beria is one, right? That's an object that is a shame from its tzura, like an ant or a chita. Something that if you split it, it loses its shame. Then you have davar shebeminyan, which is sold by the number, as opposed to what? Just by the weight or the quantity, right? Some sort of a pattern emerging, I don't know. And then, what's the last one? That also has a certain sewer, you can say. But then the last one is what? Chaticha v'liskaved, something that you would serve a guest. Something that you would serve a guest. Okay? So I'll just give you an old svar that I have lying around. What are the three chashivas? So you need to know a little information. What's the chashivas of a barrier? Why is a barrier not bottle? Why? Anybody know? Why? Midnick? Taking a note? Anybody know why a barrier is not bottle? Because there's a special din by barrier. What's the din by barrier? Midaraisa is a din by barrier. That's right. Who said that? You learn Malkus? That if you eat a beria, you get Malkus. Regardless of its shear. In other words, instead of achilas kezayas, if you ate an ant, what is he going to say? 5 Malkus for an ant, I believe. Or some creepy, crawly things. So in other words, that's no midaraisa, that is a shear of Malkus. You don't need quantity. That's what I believe the reason they give for why berry is not bottle. So in other words, put it in another way, it has a chashivas in terms of iser. Okay, in terms of onshin b'Torah, it has a chashivas. So the Torah gives the chashivas. That's the realm of its chashivas. Okay, what's the realm of the chashivas of davar shebeminyan? What's the realm, huh? Of which one? Eggs. Eggs. You buy a dozen eggs. You don't say, give me 5 pounds of eggs. Right? You buy them by the number. As a minion, huh?
Not in China.
Not in China. How do they buy them in China? They weigh them? Really? Everything goes by the place and the... all these things go by the place and the time. Really?
So one egg is
in China. No. Things that are b'minyan are not bottle. They're considered chashiv. Would it be a barrier? It depends why it's... would an egg be a barrier? It depends why it's usher. If it's an egg of a trefa, if it's an egg of a non-kosher animal, then you're right. But if it was like... somehow was used for a vozer, let's say... Yeah, we have other problems. But okay, it's just an example of a davar shebeminyan. I mean, what would be...
Because it's davar shebeminyan, therefore it's not... Like, one egg would not be batel because eggs are...
That's right. Anything that is sold by the minyan as opposed to the quantity is considered a davar shebeminyan. Right? Weight. Magnitude. Weight. Right? So what's the chashivas? Let's just define the realm of the chashivas. So there's a certain commercial chashivas. Right? In the realm of commerce, it has chashivas. Each one is counted. Right? You don't buy flour by the grain. You don't buy sugar by the grain. You buy it by the weight. So each one doesn't have an individual chashivas, it has chashivas together. So, but over here, commercially, it has chashivas as a chefza, as an entity. Okay? And what's the last one? Something that you would serve a guest. So that has a social chashivas. So in other words, we say chashivas prevents bittul. And the Chazal isolated three realms of chashivas. From the chashivas of the Din Torah, that it has a unique din Torah in terms of Isser, in terms of Onshin. chashivas in terms of commerce, and chashivas in terms of social, the show, the social. Okay, those are the three realms of chashivas. No, that's a different thing totally. That's only not batal according to the Ran. Why? First of all, it has to be a min b'mino according to many Rishonim. It's only right. Davish Yishlam Atir is not a chashivas. That's a different thing. The Ran says it's because it's like a min b'mino. That's not batal. But anyway, simple pshat is because that's a separate issue, not to rely on the bittel when it's going to have heter. It's a lacking of the shame issue. Okay. Anyway, so let's go. So that's what the Gemara is talking about. So the Gemara is saying the Gidah Noshe is a barrier. And that's why it's not bottle. That's why it's not bottle. So the Rush picks up and continues on that theme. Go ahead. V'dafka Gid v'chaticha. So that's the two cases in the Mishnah. We get a Noshe and a Chaticha with this caveat. By the way, just so if you ever come across it, the Darvish of Minyan is a little bit confusing because there's Esher Darko Limnos and Kol Shadarko Limnos. You ever come across that? Yeah. One means that you always do, and one means that you sometimes do. So I think the machlokus, which one, if they're both, if it has to be that it's always counted or sometimes counted. Okay, anyway, go ahead. That's his main thrust here. Now what? That since he says it later on more clearly, since the Gemara says Vatal Baruba uses the term of Bittel. So it implies that it would be totally mutter. If you had, if it wasn't for the fact that the Gidah Noshe was a barrier, in other words, if the Gidim were chopped up, for instance, the Gidim were in pieces, so they lost their shame Gid, right? That's halacha by the barrier. Once it's broken, it loses its shame barrier, and it could be batal. So if the Gidim were broken, were snapped, right? Torn the ligaments, right? So then what? So then they would be batal. They would be batal barov. You could eat all of them. Good. Oh, so that's the big question in the Rishonim. When we say that chad betrays batal, that min b'mino is batal barov, right? It's batal barov. Even midrabanon. Let me back up a minute. Yeah, so what's he saying over here? He's saying it's mutter even midrabanan, and you can even eat them all at once. You can even eat them all at once. Correct? Go ahead. Alright, a little bit complicated. So fell one fell into 10,000. Let's take Rabbi Shimon, because that's where he's going, right? One fell into 10,000, and then from the 10,000 into two, basically, it means really. So now it's three. Then one from that 10,000 fell into another group, and now you have three. And from that three, one came off. Okay? So the Gemara is saying the three and the one that comes off are mutter. So the question is, why is it breaking up? Why is it separating out? It's basically the one that came off is basically the three. It's basically just one from the three. Right? And it was the first mix. The first from the first 10,000 and one needed to go into the three to have another tyrovis. Right? But from the three to the one, it's just like one. It's just like taking one from the three. Why is it differentiated, right? So that's what I think is bothering the three.
The question was, why did they need to mention the third tarova? The second was already.
There is no third tarova. It's just Mishal Shel Makom Acher. Yeah, I mean it's basically the same question. It's basically the same. Good. It just got separated out. Like you didn't take it, it just popped out, let's say. Go ahead. I mean, right, he means even if he goes into a third tarovus, that would be mutter, right? Right. That's what he's saying. That is the makom acher. Hainu makom acher. Okay, fine. But it doesn't really need to go into the third taroves. But he's saying that what? That the second taroves, you can't eat all of them at once. But the third one you can. Why? What's the difference? So he's trying to say he's bringing this up because he doesn't want you to think that our case is like this, that you can't eat them all at once. Go ahead.
Right,
the second taroves, the first topic is the Amar Isay, the first topic is that the Isser didn't leave the first taroves.
Right, remember
we were talking about Sfeik a couple weeks ago? Because you gotta follow it back in terms, sometimes you have to follow it in terms of time. Sometimes the Sfeik has a time sequence to it. Right, and you always gotta ask the first time question first. So the first question in terms of the sequence of events is there even a tarovus of Isser in front of me? In the second three, I have a factual question. Do I even have, in the first 10,001, avadai have a tarovus of Isser. That's avadai. There's 100% mixed Isser into this. Isser is mixed into these 10,001. Right? But now I had two or three alone. And they were totally mutter. And one thing came from the 10,001 into these three or two. So now the first question I have to ask is there even something to worry about in this new mixture? Right? So maybe no Isser even came here. Right? And even if it did, then what? Right, and then each one I eat, I can say maybe this is the heter. So I have two sfeik. I have a sfeik sfeik. I don't even know if there's Isser in this tarovus at all. And even if there is, maybe this is not the one. Right. Whereas the first tarovus is vaday has Isser, so I only have one sfeik. Is this the one? The second tarovus, I don't even know if there is Isser. And then, even if there is, maybe this is not the one. So each one has a double suffix. Right? Each one has a compound suffix. Is this Isser? Well, two things would have to happen for it to be Isser. First of all, I'd have to have a problem to start worrying about. And second of all, this would have to be the one that created the problem. Right? So that's a sfeika. Right? Good. Sfeik is very difficult in general. It's very hard to take this case and apply it to other on your own. That's what the Shach says. You shouldn't try to work out your own sfeik. It's very complicated. Good. Right.
If you eat all three at once, then it's just that one topic of did the Isser fall into the second tarovus.
That's right. So that's what the Rish says. The second tarovus, I can't eat all of them. Because that would just be one suffix. The only way it would be mutter is if the Isser didn't fall in here. Because I'm eating them all at once. Go ahead. So he says, but our case is chad betray. I know there's bad the Isser in here. It's one out of the two, right? Here he wants to say it's even batal midrabanan, and because this has nothing to do with suffix. That's what he's expressing. That the tam for the heter in the rimone badan cases is not really a bittel, right? It's not a din bittel at all.
What are the rimone badan?
That's davar chashuv. I think it's from Avodah Zarah though, but it's
davar.
They never bottle. It's a question. I mean, flame shy, I think, is because it's Davish of Minyan.
Why doesn't you say that? Because Davish of Minyan, why do they have to go into this whole thing about Tarovas here?
No, that's why you need the Tarovas thing. And it was over there, the one at the 10,000 is not bottle.
Right.
Because it's Chashu.
Right.
So then the second and the third tarovas are just creating sveik sveikas. There's never any bittul by the rimoni badi. Right? So that's what he's trying to say. He's saying when you're relying on sveikos and sveik sveikos, so then you have the confines of the cases where you can only eat them one at a time. Because each one individually is a sveik sveika, but the group is not a sveik sveika. Right? But our case of chad betray has nothing to do with sveikos. It's not mutter midin safek, because if it was midin safek, it would be safek derayis lechomra. Right? It's not that I can eat this one because maybe it's not the isser. Right? That would be safek derayis lechomra, he's learning. So it must be a separate thing totally. It's actually a bittel. Right? That's what I'm trying to say. Saying don't get confused with the taruvos of rimone badon that are mutter to eat one at a time, but not all at once. And in our case of chad betray, says the mechanism of heter is completely different. Over there, the mechanism of heter is sveik sveika. So eating them at once, or eating them one at a time, is a totally different phenomenon. One of them has a double suffix, and one of them has a single suffix. So if the heter is in suffix, it's going to make a difference how you eat them. But here, the heter has nothing to do with suffix. The heter has to do, because suffix, you only have one suffix here. So the here has to do with a separate din. What does he say? Elam Yishum, Gzeir Sakosavu. Good. Now for the punchline, that's right. Ooh. So that's it. It's transformation. Neapach Isser Leo, that's the Gzeir Sakosavu. That what? Don't try to rationalize it. It's a Gzeir Sakosav. Why was it Usser, by the way? Gzeir Sakosav. So it's Mutter because of Gzeir Sakosav. Why are we so happy, so comfortable with the fact that it's Usser? When that also is Gzeir Sakosav, and then you say, what do you mean? Just the Gzeir Sakosav? That's not enough. It's enough when it was Usser. Okay, so of course. All right, obviously, I'm half joking, but some people aren't joking at all. That's the problem. They don't get it at all. So what's the din over here? It's not so simple as he's going to say later on, because he himself is stuck with a little bit of a problem later. How do you have chozer v'nir? How do you say that if you keep adding Isser, all the previous Heter comes back to Isser, but it was already Isser. It was already Heter. If it was really Nepach Heter, then what happens when you add more Heter? It's not truly Nepach Heter. It's Midin Gzeir Sakosav, it's Heter now. Right? Not Nepach Heter like a substance. Don't take his Gzeir Sakosav into a crazy way either. He's not saying the Gzeir Sakosav is that it's now a Shchuta. That's not the Gzeir Sakosav. The Gzeir Sakosav is Nevela, Chad Betray is Mutter.
It's still Nevela.
Of course it's still Nevela. See, that's the problem. You gotta calibrate your sense over here. People go opposite extremes. Right? They go opposite extremes because they don't really have a good sense of the halachic of halachic reality. Right? No, real halachic reality. Real halachic reality is Asikos of Gzeir Sakosav and Mutter because it's Gzeir. It's not Asikos is Nevela. And it's not Mutter because it's Shchuta. It's also because of Gzeir Sakosav of Nevela, and it's Mutter that Nevela, Chad Betray, is Mutter. Right?
What is this Gzeir Sakosav mentioned in Gemara?
That's a good question. Not so simple. I think the Rishonim have two different sources. Some say this, Echra Amlatos. I think there's another one also. They want to learn from, right, because this is from Sanhedrin.
So
this one is talking about a Bastin, really. Acher Rav Nadas.
Right. No,
that's a big. I know a lot of them get into all kinds of questions based on this. What? So therefore, he says it's mutter even to eat them all at once, right? So, but now the problem is we all know that midrabanan there's an iser. We all know that midrabanan is a din shishan by mimba. You know, like the Ram says. That's the difficulty. You know, there is a subtle contradiction that he's not mentioning it openly, he's just working it through. Then on the one hand, there are plenty of cases. The Gemara itself says that by mimbamino you require shishim. Right? That's the Gemara we were working on the other day. That sometimes it's tam, sometimes it's shishim, right? And sometimes it's rov. But we hold what? Right, min b'mino lekel amekam ataima b'shishim. So you see that midrabanan requires shishim, right? So but yet this Gemara is saying that it will be mutter b'rov. So how do you put those two shitas together? How do you put the two Gemaras together? One Gemara says min b'mino is batal b'rov. Another Gemara says min b'mino you require shishim. Right?
I don't know that rov only applies to min b'mino.
Well, we're talking about the cases where there's no tam, because it's. well, this Gemara is talking about it. This from this Gemara. So this Gemara is saying the Gidin should be batal, right? What's that? No, it's the Gidin against themselves. It's all the Gidin against themselves, right? Gidanush is basho. That's not the case of Bierich. Right? That's the next case. Gidanush is basho ima Gidan. Right? So why are they cool in Asurin? You should say they're batal barov. You should say they're batal barov. The only justification of being batal barov is because it's min v'mino. Right? Yeah. So that's what he's trying to explain. He's saying over here that what? Go ahead. So go a little further. Umidrabana nichmiru, where? So he's starting out that midoraisa, it's really batal barov, and they're all heter gomer. So where's the rabbana on shishim? Right, so that's like a given. Everybody knows that the gzera min b'mino or to min b'she'en amino. So how do you work that out together with this gemara that says they should all be batal barov? So he has a very very clever answer here. That what? Midrabbanan when machmir by a min b'mino. When they're cooked together, when before, here we have that idea again. Kodem shenoda taruvaso, before the taruvas was known. Interesting rush. So what does knowing the taruvas do?
Didn't know that the issue was in there.
Did not know the issue was in there. You cook the food, and then you find out that the issue is in there. So what does that do? What does that do? So he's saying, Noda Hataroves is what? That's a Kriya Shem Heter. It's interesting. And once the Taroves is known, now what? Now it has a Shem Heter. And if you cook it together, then what? It wouldn't make a difference. It's all heter. But what? If you didn't know about it beforehand, so now you have a bishul on a cheft, on an entity of a certain heter. You have a bishul on an entity of a certain heter. Okay, let's go a little bit further. Well, min v'mino.
Min v'mino v'davar yavish. V'noda taruvaso. Nasa heter gamar. V'afilu mirabanan. V'ashe kol shishim.
given the act in this fashion, will you have a time?
Right.
Why would it not be a time?
Because it's Mivrina.
But we didn't care about that when...
What?
But we didn't care about that when
Right. So how is he explaining? So how do you understand it? How is he learning the Gzeirah Midrabanan? But that's not the key factor. What's the key factor here?
There's Tom.
Tom, and also what? Well, let's start simple. What's he saying? Simply, what's he saying? Let's clarify when there's no Gzeirah. Okay. Let's clarify when there's no Gzeirah. Of min d'mino, atu eino mino. He's saying, if you had the phenomenon of the bittul, right? You had the min d'mino. So now there's a kriyas shem heter. So midin Torah, there's a gzeiras hakasuv now, that it's all heter. It's all mutter b'achila. It's all mutter b'achila. So then what? Even if you're cooking them and you mix them and you mix all of the tamen together, there's no basis for any gezerah. He's basically saying like there's no basis for any gezerah. And that's what he keeps going on later, more and more and more. It's all just heter. It all has a shame heter, and what are you gonna say? Heter came out of here and there's nothing to deal with. There's no entity of Isser to deal with. In other words, midrabanan. Midrabanan what? Midrabanan, we require the bittul of the iser of a min b'mino with the same bittul that we would require of a min b'shein amino. Right? But he's saying that only can be if it's nis'arev when it still has a shame iser. Because you have to have the entity of Isser to be Mevatel.
Why isn't he talking about the Shein Isser? It's not like when you're saying you need a Shein Isser there, in order for there to be grounds, something for the zero to target. It seems like.
You mean the way he's expressing it?
It's weird, yeah.
Let's see. Umidrabonon hechmiru v'min v'mino hechashen esbashel yachad kodem shenadaros. Lo kariya nadayin olav shein heter.
That's
Rifo Shishim.
It may sound like the Shem Hedger requires the Shishim, you know?
Below Nikra Dayan Olav Shem Heter. I mean, what, that sounds reversed.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, why should the Shem Heter require Shishim?
I'm just saying, pointing what you're saying.
Right. There is no shame. How's it go? Right. Umidrabanan. It's a little bit of a tricky way to read it, right? Umidrabanan hichmiru what? B'min b'mino. Hechashen is vashel yachad. Because now there's an ear of tam. It has to be an ear of tam. Kodem shen nodata ruvaso volo nikor dayan shame heter. Stop. It was midrabanan were machmir when by a min b'mino where they're cooked together before the shame heter is emerged. What are we machmir? La tzricho shishim. Right, we're machmir la tzricho shishim. He split the infinitive. That's wrong. Right. You should have said we're machmir to require shishim where it's a min b'mino. And it was cooked together before there was a kriyas shem heter. Right? In other words, you have to be mevashel and iser to require shishim.
Right. Once there's a kriyas shem heter, everything's heter, and then there's no mokum for the gzera.
There's no mokum for the gzera. That's the way he's learning. It's almost too simple. Yet he's saying. Now, the problem that we're left with over here is that we know there's a gzeirah midrabanan by min b'mino, that you need shishim. We know that. We know if you cook min b'mino, you're going to need shishim. We know that. That's just an empirical fact. We know that. Okay, that's a given. But yet, we also know from this Gemara he's learning that when you have a min b'mino, chad b'trei, the Gemara says, you can eat them all. And he wants to learn like the Ri. Eating them all means eating them all, stuffing them all into your mouth at once. Right? So that means they're complete heter. There's nothing here to talk about. It's all, we don't recognize a shame isser at all. So when do you need shishim? Why would you ever need shishim? If we treat them completely like a shame heter, so what is the bittul of? Of what? Of three things that are all have a kriya shame heter? Where's the room for the chumra midrabanan of bittul? When does it apply? So he's saying the heter of the chumra of bittul is only before the yediyah of the taroves. Because he's saying once you know about the taroves, now there's a kriya shame heter. There's nothing. If I can eat them all together, I can cook them all together. There's no difference. But before there was a kvias of the taroves in my mind, so then in terms of the terms of the events, what occurred, there was a bishul of a cheftza of iser. In that case, they require shishim. Because when you're mevashalit, when it still has the shame iser, that's when we require bittul b'shishim, midrabana. Because midraisa, so you wouldn't really need it at all. You still wouldn't need it. Because there's no tam, and there's rov. But midrabana, we're machmir to be mevatel the shame iser of the min b'mino, in the same derech that you mevatel the shame iser of min b'she'en amino. But if the gzeres akosav already was mevatel the shame, then there's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to deal with. It's a good question. I mean, the question is, what does noda taroves have to do with? Is that a deraisa concept or the rabbanan concept? Right? That's your question. He develops that later. He holds the deraisa concept, but he develops it later. No. You could say that you relate to it like an iser. Whatever. Could try to work something out. Now, once it's no da, then in your framework, it's heter gamor. So maybe the rabbanon is a chumra on if it comes to you as a the way it comes to you, whatever you have to try to work something out. But he does develop it into as a deraisa. You're right. I mean, your intuition is right. He's expressing it as a deraisa here, which is another interesting thing that emerges from this rush. There's a lot of things going on in this rush. Okay. So let's see the other side, though. I mean, the way he's saying it sounds so obvious and simple. Like, okay, what else could there possibly be? But there are many Rishonim who hold you're not allowed to eat all of them at once. Yeah. Right. See, the thing is like this, that you have to differentiate between a taroves of a yavish b'yavish and bishul, right? Yavish b'yavish means what? Generally speaking, it stands for a case where there's no nesinas tam, right? So we're just dealing with the substance. So, but once you mevashal them, now the tam of the iser is going to be present in all the other pieces, right? Okay. So now the question is, but our case in the Mishnah was bishul. So why should it be batel barov if it's a bishul case? Right? Because it's saying, even if there's no, that's what the Mishnah says, gid anosha shen espashal lema gid bizman shem akiro benosin tam. Now, if I know which is the gid anosha, I can throw it out. If I have the shear, if I don't have the shear of nesinas tam, right, like we discussed earlier, Basar Belefis. So if I have the shear where it's not going to give tam to all the other Gidin, we're assuming Gidin Nasha has tam, is also Benosin tam. So then all I need to do is take out the Cheftza. I have to take the two-part test. I already got rid of the problem of tam. Assuming I got rid of the problem of tam, now all I have to do is get rid of the Cheftza. So if I'm Makir the Gid, I throw it away. But if I'm not Makir the Gid, then it says they're all usher, right? So that's where the Gemara jumps in and says, listen, we already don't have time. We don't have time here anyway. Because we're assuming the case is that there's no time. If I allow you to throw the gid out and eat the other pieces, it must be there's no time. So basically, if there's no time, now why is there no time? Because of all the rotave and all the other stuff. So there's plenty of substance to absorb the time. Right? So now, even though they're all cooking together, effectively, what type of a taroves are the gidin? This is a bonus question. Yavish b'yavish. They're no different than the yavish b'yavish. Because what's the yavish b'yavish taroves? It means where there's no transfer of time. So it doesn't matter. Yavish b'yavish should either be because I have three cold pieces sitting next to each other, or I have three pieces cooking in a giant pot with so much other stuff that the time of any one of them will be completely batal. So that's why you can even, that's why the Gemara is, that's why the Rush is comparing the case in the Mishnah to basically like a chad betray without Bishul. Why? Because Bishul only does one thing. What's the only thing that Bishul does is it spreads the time around. But if it's a Bishul that's already 100 to 1, it's like nothing. It's like there's no Bishul at all. Like you just view them like suspended, in a suspended state. Right? There's no difference. There's no difference between Chad Betray Yavish B'Yavish and Chad Betray where they're cooking in a pot that is, has no Nesinus Tam. Right?
So in the Nola Esrafim, then it's before you cook it, then if you know better, then it's Bata Barov.
That's right.
Then after you cook it, then it's Bata Barov.
That's right. If you didn't know about it until after, right.
So then, is that
talking
about the
Gid and
Nasha case?
So we don't hold from Gid and Nasha anymore. That's, we don't hold it as time. So in any cases, you have two pieces, Shchuta and Nevela. Two Shchutas, one Nevelas.
Wow.
And they're sitting together. You don't know which is which. But I know one of them is a Nevela and two of them are Shchuta. So he says, if I know that right now, they're all Batal. The Nevela is Batal. What's the effect of being batal? It's not like the Rimone Baden. It's not like I have Isser here. It's not like there's a shame Isser here, but I can, but maybe this isn't it. Maybe this isn't it. I can eat it one. No, I can eat them all. How can I eat them all? Because they all now have a shame heter. Once there's a shame heter on all of them, there's no gezeira possibly holds. There's no gezeira of, there's nothing to be gozer on. There's no shame isser to say you need to use shishim. Shishim against what? Shishim against what? It all has a shame heter. Okay? Midrabanan even has a shame heter, he's saying. It's not that there's no bittul midrabanan. You understand? It's not that there's no bittul midrabanan. When the Rabbanan, let me put it this way. This is the key thing to understand. When the Rabbanan say you need shishim by a min b'mino, it's not that they're saying there's no bittul of chad betray anymore. It's not that they're suspending the mechanism of bittul chad betray. No, they're not. Because that's this gemara. That's how he's learning this gemara. V'livatul baruba says bittul barov is alive and well. See, if you could learn it that way, that would be simple. A simple way to say is, yeah, what do the Rabbanan mean, batal b'shishim, even by min b'mino? Because midaraisa bittul barov is enough, but midarabbanan, they require more! Right? If that were the case, the Gemara would never be able to say, v'livatul baruba, to what effect? To what effect? So I'll have this as Rabbanan. Right? So he's learning that Livatul Baruba means Bittul is effective 100%, even Midrabanan. So then it all has a shame heter. So then if Bittul is effective 100% Midrabanan, it all has a shame heter. So where do we say that you need Shishim? So what does it mean to say you need Shishim? There's nothing to need Shishim on. So that's why he says the only time you need Shishim is in one scenario. Prior, when it's nis arev, prior to the shame heter. Right? That was the let's put it this way. In a definitive sense, definitively, it has to be a taroves of Issa. You understand? It has to be a taroves of a shame Issa. That can only occur if it's misarev prior to the kriya shame heter. So what's the gzera midrabanan? The gzera midrabanan is on a taroves iser of a min b'mino. We should treat it like a taroves iser of a min b'she'en amino. But since this gemara says min b'mino is batal barov, even midrabanan, the only way you can have a taroves of iser min b'mino is kodem shenoda taroves chadetrei. Kodem should know the taruvah. So if it's nispashel and the relationship of the Isser of the Heter is created prior to the Kriya Shem Heter Midaraisa. But once there's a Kriya Shem Heter Midaraisa, all I can have is a taruvah's Heter and Heter. Nothing to talk about. Right? Bon appetit.
The first covenant, that's any case, it's not just the other.
Any other case, it doesn't matter when you know, because he's saying the tam itself is an iser by mimbishen amino. By mimbishen amino, this whole thing doesn't make a difference because the tam itself is an iser.
What's the case of
what about the Rambam? He's not so simple with the Rambam, right? Because the Rambam sounds like he's saying there is no bittul midrabanan unless it's otsa miuto, right? Ram does sound like midrabanan. They required more bit. They required a bittle of otza miyuto, which you wouldn't have over here. It's just chad betray, huh? Right. So then it'll be all different things. So what does he mean to leave out the baruba? It's gonna be a little difficult going to him. I mean, some want to say Barov, some want to learn this. Come on, Barov means Shishim. I think the Rav says something like that. There's a Ron. Ron quotes a Rav like that. Because they don't want to say that there's ever a heter of Chav Atrei anymore. There's a Rabban. Right? That's, he quotes him. Madani Yom Tov quotes him. The Levatal Barov is like not a precise Lashon. You know?
When you were Makiro, you took it out, and then it went by, according to the way some understand, it went by Tom, which is Shishim, the left of the left of the left. So that's why there's the Tamalapa?
No, let's say I have Shishim in the Tom, but how many Gidin do I need to be Batal? To be Mvatal the Gidin as entities, how many Gidin do I need to be Mvatal? So the Gemara says, Rove. So he says the Ma'adon Yod quotes it on the Rosh on Lama Gimel. He says Zulosh Naran Kosev Arayv Techiyam Rinu Levilato Levato Beruba Lav Ruba Mamish Tahinu Chabetrei Tamid Rabbanon Shishim Beinan Ela Biderabe Koma, meaning its rov Tahinu Shishim, whatever its rov would be. You understand? But he's learning differently. He's learning that there's no bittul the rov anymore, midrabanan. That midrabanan, the mafkia, the shame bittul of the chad betray. And they're substituting a bittul of shishim. So then, it doesn't matter if there's no tam, if you have a piyavish. It doesn't matter. It's a different din. Now you need a bittul of rov. The bittul of rov is substituted. The bittul of shishim is substitutes for the bittul of rov, right? So you don't have any dichotomy. You don't have any dichotomy. He has a dichotomy because he wants to say that the bittul of rov is intact, and now he has to find a place for his shishim din. According to the Ravid, the shishim just replaces bittul across the board. He's going to be stuck learning this gemara in a funny way. Nothing perfect. Okay.